Yes, sir.
All right. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. I want to say I appreciate the man of God preaching this morning. And appreciate men that will still stand for the truth. And I believe it will help you. Amen. And appreciate this church. Appreciate your prayers for our family and your support. All those throughout these years.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad we've got the opportunity to come up and be here this weekend.
Yes.
And be a part of Brother Hall's funeral. And sure appreciate him and his family tonight, don't
yes.
you? So, and this message was already on my heart. And just some of the things that's been said this weekend, I've been studying this message. It seemed like this afternoon, the Lord seemed to open up some more things as Brother Shepherd asked us to preach.
Amen.
So we'll try to be a help to you out of the Word of God. 2 Timothy 4 and verse number 1, Paul talking to Timothy, he said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word tonight.
Yes.
Thank you for what we've experienced this weekend. And Lord, I just pray, Father, that you'd help me tonight to be a help to your people and a glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You can be seated tonight. I want to look at this place here in the Word of God where Paul is talking to young Timothy, and he's closing out what I figure just come to my mind is the last chapter of the Word of God that he ever wrote. Would that be right as I look at this? Or it'd be the last 19 verses, I guess we'd call it here, that Paul wrote. He knew that his time had come to depart and to be with Christ, which he had already said was far better. Amen.
Amen.
And I want you to notice what Paul says here in verse number 6. He said, for I'm now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. And I believe there's an overwhelming theme that just stuck out to me the different times reading this, that Paul in 1 Timothy and I believe in 2 Timothy, but especially Brother Troy in 2 Timothy, I believe what Paul is trying to say to Timothy, I mean, he's giving him a lot of doctrine, giving him a lot of instruction, but I believe what he's trying to say to him is, it's your time, amen?
Yeah,
it's your time, Timothy. He's saying, my time is ending. My time's about to be over, and it's your time. And so I want to say that to us tonight. I could say it's our time.
Yep.
It's your time. I'm talking to everybody here, no matter what age you are. If you're young and you're saved by the grace of God, and God thought you was old enough to acknowledge you that you was a sinner and you're
yep.
saved by the grace of God.
Yep.
And no matter how old you are, maybe if you can't comprehend some things that your mind doesn't work like it used to, I just say this, whatever time God's given you, it's your time, amen?
Amen.
And you'll find out that the Bible is really, a lot of the Bible is about people, about the life and time of people that live their lives, amen? They're real people. They're not fictitious people in the Word of God. But tonight, as far as I understand, I don't understand about Elijah, amen, but as far as I know, everybody that is written about in this Bible is not earthly alive tonight. And I'm glad that God's not the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living tonight. And there's people that are alive and well in heaven tonight. But as far as here upon this earth, everybody that's in this book right here, whatever their name is mentioned, whether man, woman, boy, or girl, tonight, there's been a time in their life where they died. And their time was up.
And that was their time that God gave them to believe on Him, to glorify Him and to make Him known. I believe that's why God gives us any time here upon this earth, that we might above everything make Him known tonight. And so I want to say this tonight, it's your time. I'm talking to all of us individually here tonight. If you're lost, it's your time to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Paul, in the 1st and 2nd Timothy, there's 7 times where Paul mentions the word time or times. But he's talking about time, amen? And so 7 times in the book of 1st and 2nd Timothy, he mentions the word time to Timothy. And you know what? We're in the new year. And seems like time goes by faster than it ever has. And I've heard it said, and I believe it's true, the older you get, the faster it goes. And I'm seeing that take place, amen. I mean, I can't believe we're in 2026. It's still fresh in my mind when everybody was talking about, the old wicked songwriters and singers that are talking about partying like it was 1999 and 2000 was going to come in. Well, friend, we're way past 2000. We're 2026. And I ain't even wrote that on a piece of paper on a check but one time, amen. And it's just hard to believe how fast that time comes. No doubt James is right when he said, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. I'll tell you what, friend, tonight, all I can say, this is what God, Paul was saying to Timothy. And I understand this is written to a preacher, written to a pastor, but I believe all the Word of God is profitable for all of us in our walk of life. I mean, this was a man that was in the gospel preaching ministry. But tonight, everybody that is born again, you have a part in the ministry of reconciliation. And this is your time. If you die tonight, your time's up. And your time will be no more as far as in this life and in this time. I understand the millennial reign. I understand all of that. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. I believe we're going to live with him over there, going to live with him 1,000 years in rule and reign, all of that. But I'm talking about as far as what God is doing now in what some call this dispensation of the gospel of the grace of God. It's your time, and what are you going to do with it?
Yes.
Amen. So Paul mentioned 7 times about time to Timothy. It seemed like I look forward and ain't gonna be no time. What about you? I tell you what, seemed like I'm always in a rush. Seemed like I'm always running out of time and can't get done what I wanted to get done. So I just try to resign sometime. I'm gonna try to do what God wants me to do because I can't stop time. Amen. And then there's times I wish time would go faster and it seemed like it just drags on. Time flies when you're having fun. That's when you want it to slow down. But whenever you're having a miserable time, you're having a hard time, and your day's full of trouble, you wish it'd speed up. But hey, listen, God knows what He's doing, amen. And Paul mentioned, let me get to these 7 times here, and then I'm going to give you some thoughts out of the book of 2 Timothy. But Paul talked to Timothy in 1 Timothy 2:6 about due time. He said over there in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 6, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come of the knowledge of the truth. He said, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. I'm telling you tonight, it's due time to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He came into this world, died for sinners, went to Calvary and died on the cross of Calvary, was laid in the tomb, and he got up on the third day. I believe that it's still due time to do everything we can as Christians and as a church to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no waiting to do that, amen. It's due time. Paul preached that to Timothy. And he said in 1 Timothy 2, chapter 2, verse 6, he said it's due time. And in 1 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 1, he talked about a departure time. He said, there now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I'm glad, thank God, for men of God that'll still preach like was preached here this morning, aren't you? Paul, and I'm going quick through these times that Paul mentioned and get to the main part here tonight about it's your time. Amen. He preached, he told him about due time in 1 Timothy 2:6. He taught him about a departure time in 1 Timothy chapter number 4 and how that the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. But I'm telling you, thank God he told him about a definite time. He said in 1 Timothy chapter number 6, 1 Timothy chapter number 6, the Bible says there in verse number, well, it's for sake of time, he said in verse number 14, amen, he said that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable unto the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times, amen, which in his times he shall show who is that the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm telling you, there's coming a definite time. It shall happen when Jesus is going to sit on the throne of his father David, and he's going to show who the potentate is. He's going to show the one who has all power. Amen. He already does, but he's going to show that he has all power, and he's going to sit as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And it's definitely going to happen tonight in his time. Amen. Paul preached about that. Amen. I tell you, back over there, I didn't have a D for this one, so I started not to include it, but God said include it without your D. Your what? Alliteration. Thank you. But he says on down there in chapter number 6, he said here in verse number 18 that they do good that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. That could be talking about the judgment seat of Christ. But I tell you what it may also be talking about, times may not always be as good as they are right now. We don't really have it as bad as we think we do as American Christians. And listen, he is talking to rich people there. And he's saying, listen, there may come a time when you don't have those riches and you don't have that bank account. And you listen, if you'll put God first and you're willing to distribute and give to the work of God, God will take care of you. And you can lay hold on eternal life when you can't lay hold of on $100 bills. Amen. You can lay hold and you can enjoy the eternal life that God's put on the inside. Amen. I guess I could say distribute in time. Listen, he said, we'll be willing to distribute. So what am I doing when I'm distributing? You're laying up in store a good foundation against the time to come. And I tell you what, the only way we can really enjoy eternal life, I believe in this life, is get involved in what God put that eternal life into us for. Yeah. Experience it. What he's talking about, laying hold. Is that what it is, but shepherds? Grab a hold of it, amen, and enjoy it and get involved in it. Experience the joy that it is to serve God. You saying a joy for me? You better make sure God lives in you tonight. It ain't easy, but thank God it's joyful to serve God. And so, I mean, so much to go on all of that. But he says it's due time. It's departure time from the faith. It is a definite time that is going to happen one day. The Lord's going to come and rule and reign. And he's saying it's a distributor time. Get busy giving to the work of God. Not just your money, but giving everything you got to it. Amen. Then in 2 Timothy, he says it's a dangerous time. That was four times in the book of 1 Timothy. And in 2 Timothy, the first time he mentions time, he tells Timothy, he said, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. That word perilous means dangerous. I'm telling you, it's a dangerous day that we're living in. And hey, it's still our time.
Right. Amen.
Amen. It's a dangerous day when men are lovers of their own selves. It's dangerous to be a baby in a womb.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Yep.
It's dangerous. The lovers of their own selves, covetous. Boasters, blasphemers, the only we can go tonight. I'm trying to figure out where I'm supposed to go on those. Or just, I'm not supposed to, all right? But just give you the skeleton to get to the main part. It's dangerous times, Paul told Timothy about. He said it's doctrineless time. He said there in 2 Timothy chapter 4, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. You know why most men don't preach like you heard this morning? That's sound doctrine. And people will not endure. Hope there wasn't any here this morning that ain't here tonight because you couldn't endure. They probably didn't listen to radio either if they couldn't endure. Now, I'm not saying this to book. Ain't you glad for a man of God to deliver something in the right spirit? I tell you what I appreciate. I've heard more than one person tell him thank you. I'm saying we're living in doctrineless times.
Yep.
That means the teaching, the Word of God, men are stopping. When people won't endure it, they don't endure the loss of their paycheck.
Yeah.
They don't endure ridicule and scorn and mock. And if you do that toward a man of God and he gives you straight Bible like we got this morning, you better check up on yourself tonight, amen. I'm telling you, he said it's a dangerous time. It's a doctrineless time. And listen, and then Paul comes to where every one of us are going to get outside the rapture. It's a death time.
Yep.
Amen. He said, for I'm now ready to be offered.
Amen.
You know what Paul, you know why Paul could say his life was ready to be offered? Because his life was an offering.
That's right.
Sure was. Amen. Amen. I believe what he is saying in that, my life's been building up, and here at the end I'm ready to be poured out.
Yep. That's exactly right.
We ought to be filled up with the will of God and the work of God in our life. And by the grace of God, Paul wasn't claiming he is perfect. Paul wasn't claiming that he is better than somebody else. But by the best of his ability, thank God, he was saying, for I'm now ready to be offered. He said, the time of my departure is at hand. And he said, I've fought a good fight. He said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I have kept the faith. He was saying, death time has come for the great apostle Paul. Amen. Outside the rapture, it's going to come to every one of us tonight. From the youngest one in here, the oldest one in here, I'm telling you tonight, the youngest one could die before the oldest one does. Amen. But what I'm preaching more mostly about tonight, if I get there, amen, is daily time. Bible said in Hebrews 3, exhort one another daily. While it is called today. So daily time means today. Isn't that right? I'm trying to exhort you once again as dear friends of mine, people I believe who love God and want to do the work of God, to just encourage us to know, hey, we thank God for what we heard about a man of God like Brother Gary Hall. Thank God, I mean, I knew some of those things, but I didn't know a lot of those things, but I sure am glad about what we heard about the life and times of Brother Gary Hall and how God used him, amen. And thank God for him being a hero soldier of this country. I believe he's a hero soldier of the cross, don't you? Thank God.
Amen.
Do you know what I've heard overwhelming here this week? It's not his time anymore. But it's your time.
That's right. That's
good
preaching.
Amen.
Yep.
Tell you again, I'm not talking just to the preachers here tonight.
Right.
I'm not just talking to the song leaders and the Sunday school teachers. I'm talking to everybody that is saved.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Seems like more and more men of God who've stood are dying that they might go home to live.
Yes. Amen.
Man's already alive. Amen. But hey. So there's some things that, some un-things, I guess I'd call them, that's come to my mind that I believe the Apostle Paul told Timothy, and there's a lot of other things, but these are the ones the Lord's pointing out to me. And I say here, it's your time to live unrebuked.
Amen.
Paul said back over there in 1 Timothy, back over there in 1 Timothy chapter number 6,
I already read it in verse number 14, that thou keep this commandment. Well, look at verse 13. He said, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable in the until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord done that. I didn't write that one down, but the Lord said, you're going to go to it. Amen. Unrebukable. Isn't that what Paul said over there in the book of Philippians? He said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and do of his good pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I know he's writing about Baptists there, because he said, do all things without murmurings and disputings.
Yeah.
He said, you may be blameless and harmless.
Yep.
The sons of God.
Amen.
Without rebuke. In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights.
Amen.
Man, I don't want this world to blame me. Because you know what they'll do? They'll blame our God.
Oh, yeah.
I don't live a life that this world can rebuke me. I mean, I want to be rebuked. I've told some preachers sometimes, hey, let me know. If I want you to know, I want to be rebuked.
Yes.
Amen. I want you, I don't know if I'm brave enough to do this, but two of my heroes, Brother Ronnie Jones, Brother Buster Mullins, I heard them say one time that they get together and they say, hey, rebuke me.
Yeah.
Tell me something that you think's wrong with me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm able to do that much. Amen. But you know, it might be a good thing.
Yes, sure.
Faithful are the wounds of a friend,
yes.
The Bible says. You don't have to kill us. You don't have to kill a friend, but... I tell you what, if I could get rebuked by the man of God, and maybe if I had to get rebuked by the brethren, that hopefully we wouldn't get rebuked by a crooked and perverse nation. Rebuked, does that make sense tonight? I believe what Paul is saying to Timothy, it's your, you know what Paul said? Paul said in his life that he lived a life that was didn't need rebuking. He wasn't claiming perfection. And there's a time he rebuked. Peter. Am I remembering right now? Paul tried to do all things to honor God. Again, he wasn't a perfect man, but I tell you what, it ought to at least be our goal, and with the time we have, that we don't want this world to be able to rebuke us and find anything between us and our God and what we say about God and what we do in our life. It's our time to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. That means in your time when we read that, amen?
Yeah.
And so Paul is telling Timothy, live your life, your daily time. Live in such a manner that you'll live unrebuked.
Yeah.
So how are you going to do that? 2 Timothy chapter number 1. Paul told Timothy, he said in verse number 3, 2 Timothy chapter number 1, I thank God whom I serve with my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. He said, when I call to remembrance thee, unfeigned faith which is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and that I am persuaded that in thee also. Listen, I, for the most part, I persuaded everybody here on this Sunday night that, I mean, I don't see any new faces. I see familiar faces.
Amen.
I believe you had enough faith to come to the house of God tonight.
Right.
I mean, you and God know. And
yeah.
I mean, Paul believed from what he had saw, he was persuaded that Timothy was living a unfeigned life.
That's right.
Amen?
Yep.
It's your time to live real. Isn't that what we heard about Brother Gary Hall?
Yeah.
He is real, whether you liked it or not.
Yep.
He wasn't putting on a show for nobody.
Right.
Amen?
Yes.
That word unfeigned means not plastic.
That's right.
Always have to make sure. Them are plastic.
Yep.
Well, paper. There's some plastic.
Yep.
You know what that means? Those have never been alive. They're dead.
Yep.
That may be your problem tonight.
Yeah.
Message ain't on salvation, but it might be.
Yep. That's right. That's good.
Reason you can't be real, it may be, is you're not real. That word unfeigned means not concealed. What are you concealing your lost condition by being busy in religious activity?
Right.
I don't do that to try to make anybody down. I do that not to leave anybody in that situation and face God that all you had was fake, phony. You know what that word unfeigned means? Or the word feigned or unfeigned, that I get twisted on that. The word feigned means invented.
Huh.
Is your faith you say you have invented or created?
Uh-huh. That's good.
Now that's created by a person.
Yep.
But hey, so how would I know that was real? If it's real and you broke it off and there'd be some juice that'd be in there.
Yep.
You got the oil on the inside?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. When somebody breaks you or pinches you, or maybe the man of God pinched you this morning. Maybe he tried to break and see what was on the inside. Did the Holy Ghost flow out of you?
Amen.
Or bitterness? Aggravation? I know the flesh is like that, amen.
Right.
Amen. Y'all with me tonight?
Yeah.
I tell you, it ain't my nature to, whenever people treat me wrong or people persecute me for godliness' sake. But I'm telling you what, by the power of the Holy Ghost, you know what I want to do even to my enemies? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. That's real tonight.
Amen. That's right.
Is that right? Amen. Paul's saying, Timothy, it's your time to live unfeigned. We seem to love to read the books about what everybody's done for God through the years.
Yeah.
And thank God for them.
Sure.
Men have wrote books about them, but I tell you, who else has written a book about it?
Yeah.
According to the book of Malachi, God has.
Right.
He's going to make up his jewels.
Yep.
I don't believe that's talking about salvation necessarily, but I'm telling you, there's a certain thing, and some are going to get rewarded and some ain't. Is that right? There's crowns that some can get, and evidently some don't want them. And so listen tonight, God wants us to live our life not plastic, not counterfeit, not hypocritical, not invented, but created.
Amen.
There is a difference.
Yes, there is.
I'm glad God created something on me on the inside.
Amen.
That I couldn't create. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I'm telling you, listen, I understand. Every one of us have been a phony at some times in our life. Our flesh is a phony. Our flesh puts on a facade. Our flesh wants to conceal our bed, the rottenness of us tonight. But I'm telling you what, thank God that we don't have to live this feigned way. We can be what God wants us to be because of a new birth.
Yes.
We don't have to be ashamed of it. Amen.
Amen.
We've been told, thank God for the life and time of husband. Well, let's see, he was soldier first.
Yes.
Soldier, husband, preacher,
amen.
Pastor,
yep.
Gary Hall.
Amen.
With all due respect, his time's up. But don't worry, he's having a good old time tonight.
Yeah,
it's far better for him tonight.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I believe there's a time he was in that strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. I promise you, he didn't want to set aside here. Thank God for how he did, what respect he showed. That wasn't in his nature. I thank God for how he dealt with it. I can't imagine that, but I'm telling you what tonight, a friend, I believe he was real, and it ain't about him, and he wouldn't want it to be about him. I'm telling you, it's about the Lord tonight, and now it's about you.
Amen.
It's your time.
Yep.
That's the overwhelming thing I see, Brother Shepherd, in 2 Timothy.
Yep.
He was starting on it there in 1 Timothy, but He's about to go to Nero's chopping block.
Yep.
Ain't you glad he didn't just swell up and say, ain't writing anything else?
Yeah.
They've hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
They're mean to me.
Yep.
They're all the same to my chain except for one man.
Yep. Yep.
They're forsaking me. No, that power of the Holy Ghost said, keep writing.
Amen.
Keep writing, man of God. Right down, right to the end. And Paul, he was saying, listen, I believe the Holy Ghost whispering him, your time's almost up, but it ain't up yet. Amen. And he's going to go right to the last time, right to the last minute. Hey, that's where we ought to go. Thank God. I'm not saying it'll be easy, but hey, every ounce of time God gives me, I want to try my best to live unfeigned. Unrebuked.
Yep.
So how are we going to do that? You're going to have to live untangled.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Paul said there in chapter number 2 of 2 Timothy, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
Yep.
And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier.
Amen.
Listen, I didn't work this message up. In fact, I tried to get your pastor to preach tonight, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
Not saying I didn't want to. I like to hear him preach. And I was sitting there soaking it up. I got a message during Sunday school, 2 or 3 messages during
Amen.
Preaching. And
Amen.
I was having a good old time. I said, well, I'll sit here tonight and try to get some more messages. But I'm glad to get to preach. But this is what was burning on my heart. I mean, I was even sitting there thinking, Lord, it'd fit perfect, but I just listen to preach. It wouldn't bother me a bit.
Right.
I ain't like them preachers that say, I didn't come to preach.
Yeah.
If I get a chance to preach, I want to.
Sure.
What I'm trying to say about that tonight is pay attention. I'm not saying you're not. Let's notice what God's doing. I mean,
Amen.
He's talking about a soldier. This has been on my heart for a few weeks, and I hadn't preached it. So I say it's your time.
Yep.
God's saying to me as I read it, He said, it's your time.
Amen.
Live unrebuked, live unfeigned, be real for God. And He says here, live untangled.
Yep.
You see how these are going? We'll never live unrebuked and unfeigned if we're tangled up.
Right.
We'll never be the soldier we're supposed to be. We'll never fight the good fight of faith, be in the warfare we ought to be if we're tangled up with the affairs of this life.
That's right. Yes, sir.
So I say, that word entangled means twisted together.
Yeah.
Now you understand, God knows that we're out here. You know the saying, it's a good saying, we're in this world, but not of it.
Right.
There's some things we've got to do, but getting so twisted and tangled with anything that you can't serve God. You can't come to the house of God every time the doors are open. You're just twisted so much. From what I understand, you can't be the soldier you ought to be. That word entangled means twisted together. It means interwoven. It means involved. It means ensnared. Amen? What kind of soldier are you tonight? Now, I understand there. You know, I don't know a lot about being a soldier. Thank God for men like Brother Hall and Brother Herbert Williamson and
yes,
Brother C.R. Kirkman.
Yes,
I was telling my son on the way up here, all these men that fought in Vietnam, all them did, didn't they?
Yes, sir.
Our generation don't understand that. I mean, I'm kind of glad we don't have to understand that. I couldn't imagine sending my son within 2 years from now off to some place way over in a jungle somewhere.
Right.
In harm's way and all the danger, and then him come back and get spit on and mocked and cussed
right.
at.
That's right.
Amen?
Yeah.
But you know what those men had to do? They could not be entangled for that period of time with their family and their friends. They couldn't be involved. They couldn't be twisted together, if I can say it that way. When a soldier goes, as far as I understand, I don't know a lot about it. I mean, they've got to be untangled from their family and from their friends.
That's right.
I'm not saying to serve God, you got to be untangled from your family. But you involve your family in it.
Right.
That be right?
Yes.
I'm going to say this too. The ministry God's called us into is, I was going to say, it's greater than a soldier fighting for the United States of America.
Yes, sir. It is. That's right.
It is. I tell you, some people think men of God, and I'm just magnifying them, but they're the ones seem like being on the forefront. They're the generals, I guess you can say it that way. I mean, if a soldier goes off and forsakes everything, thank God for soldiers tonight.
Right.
Hero!
Sure.
But you let a man of God forsake stuff, they think he's silly that he gave up this and gave up that. And it forsook his nets and followed God.
Right.
I'm telling you, those are some heroes that are willing to go to these foreign lands. And listen, be a hero here. Be where God have you to be, amen. But don't get so intertwined, interwoven with family that you got to miss to go down to family. We know these things. Family reunion and miss the house of God. And thank God some of the missionaries out there that left. I was in a church the other night. Y'all know Brother Tony Wood? Y'all support Brother Tony Wood? Brother Wood, he pastored for years out there in Missouri. And had raised his kids, and as far as I remember, all his kids are still serving God.
Amen.
Pastoring the church. Thought it's time to settle in. He ain't that type of fella, but said, if I remember his testimony, if I'm telling the testimony wrong, you hear it, Brother Wood, I'm sorry. Try to tell it the right way. Amen. He probably don't hear it tonight. He's in a dangerous country. But they finally got the house they wanted. And the church was prospering. And here's two people about my age, maybe a little older. Body's starting to fail a little more. And God said, I want you to leave all that. Forsake your family, your grandkid. Not forsake them, but you know what I'm talking about tonight. He said, follow me to the country of Jordan. Dangerous place. That's a hero. Amen. I'm not dead. Listen. You want to be a hero? It don't take that to be a hero for God. Hey, your daddy, be the daddy God have you to be. Mama, be the mama God have you to be. And it doesn't matter what this world thinks. If you'll be what God wants you to be, and hey, you're a hero in God's eyes. You be a hero of the faith. I believe that tonight, don't you? I'm telling you, mamas who'll stay home and raise their kids, and daddies who'll forsake getting all of the cars and the boats and the houses and the lands and the guns and all this. It takes all that money so mama can stay home. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The hero.
That's right. Amen.
I hope this is encouraging tonight.
Yes, sir, it is.
It's your time. Thank God.
Amen.
I want to live unrebuked. I don't live unfeigned. I want to live untangled. I mean, a soldier, he's got to be untangled from his family and friends. He's got to be untangled from so-called freedom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Amen? I'm applying that spiritually. You know, y'all are all bound here in this independent Baptist church. Y'all need to recover. So you can have liberty.
Yeah.
I do have liberty.
Right.
I've got liberty to live for God and not worry about what everybody thinks about it.
Right.
I got liberty not to have a little crybaby podcast.
Right.
Talk about how hard it is.
Yeah, come on.
It's so hard it drove you to liberalism.
Yeah, there you go.
Amen. Untangled from family and friends, untangled from so-called freedoms. Listen, young people. If you really just want this world, the love of the Father's not in you. But don't listen to these that'll promise you liberty. They're the servants of unrighteousness, and you'll be bound by your sin, amen, and have to suffer the consequence during your life. Live untangled. It's your time. Thank God for stories I've heard of people that weren't tangled in this world, the affairs of this life, and forsook things to live for God.
Amen.
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 I can't read my own writing. I mean, them soldiers had to Get untangled from family and friends.
Yeah.
Untangled from so-called freedoms.
Yeah.
Them soldiers are belong to the United States, isn't that right, in essence? I put this one down here. They had to be untangled from their fashion, their hair and their clothes.
Yeah, come on now. Yeah.
There's enough said about that this morning, but I'll say a little bit about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I kind of look like a soldier, don't I? I didn't volunteer for that. For you on the radio, if you can't see the shine through the radio, I'm bald. Don't you laugh, Tucker. You'll get there for long. That big old thick head of hair you got. Amen?
Amen.
Don't be entangled with the hairstyles of this world.
Right.
Don't be entangled with the clothes and all the things the pastor talked about here this morning. We're so entangled with this world, we got to look like them, sound like them.
There you go.
Be like them.
Yep.
Don't live untangled. That word... entangled means twisted together, interwoven, involved. It means, it said this in the Webster 1828, ensnared.
Right.
Look at what Paul says. Where's that at? It says they recover themselves. All right. 2 Timothy. Chapter 2, verse number 25. Paul says to the man of God, he said, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, that God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will.
Yeah.
I wrote down here beside my Bible on oppose self, an opportunity for Satan. That's why I preach don't want us to be tangled with the world. People are getting linked up with this world. You're an opponent to your own home.
Right.
You're an opponent to your own mind.
Yep.
Would that be right?
That is right.
You're standing in opposition to yourself by going with sin and ungodliness.
Right.
And going the way the world goes.
Yep.
Look how far we've gone in America where we've opposed what Brother Shep preached this morning. We oppose what the Bible says about what a man is, woman is, all these things. We've opposed it. We're opposing ourselves when we do
right.
that. We're ready for the noose.
Yep.
We're ready for the snare.
That's right. Yep.
You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to shine light on the snares.
That's right. Amen.
But you know the only way you're going to escape it? Yourself.
Yeah. Amen.
I mean by the power of God.
Yep.
In meekness, instructing those. Well, wasn't that a meek message this morning? That's pretty hard. That's meek. Meekness ain't weakness.
Right. Amen.
Amen. He said, in meekness instructing those that oppose himself, he said, lest peradventure, God peradventure will give them to repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and says, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. And it says themselves, but it'll take what God gives you and the instruction God gives, and by our own willful intentions.
Right.
God ain't gonna make us live this way. If we're saying we don't, we'll be miserable.
That's right.
Amen?
Yep.
Is this about right tonight? Amen?
Yes, sir.
I got two more. Let me get them right quick. It's your time to live. It's your time to live unrebuked. It's your time to live unfeigned. It's your time to live untangled. Looking into this new year, this be good, wouldn't it? Amen? Hey, whatever. If you're entangled with something tonight that's going to hinder you from living for God, warring the warfare God wants you to do, fighting the battle, you better get untangled. He tells him to live unashamed.
Amen. That's good.
He said in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 15, he said, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed.
Yep.
Rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
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 Now that one verse, I believe what it's saying there, Brother Shepherd, should we be ashamed about our Bible reading? Will we be ashamed before God?
Right.
About our Bible reading, you can put it that way, about our Bible study of the Word of God. You can look at that. But let me say, I'm going to look at chapter 2, verse 15, chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. What I'm saying is in light of those verses. We won't go to those necessarily. I'll just read you what I wrote down. Here's something tonight. Brother Shepherd in Proverbs 6 and Proverbs 7 talking about that young man. You know what it said one place? It said he, let me get which one was first. One place he said he, in chapter 6 of Proverbs, he lacks understanding. And in chapter number 7 of Proverbs, where Brother Shepherd's at this morning, it says he's void of understanding. You know, how does that happen? Amen? This has come to my mind, Psalm 119:130, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple.
Amen.
Amen. So, it tells me that the reason I lack understanding or I'm void of understanding, thank God this morning, if you couldn't understand that, as plain as it was, you didn't want to. And we need that kind of preaching.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Shepherd.
Amen.
Thank you, man of God. He don't want that, but I'm telling you, it's very, very needed.
Amen.
Say, why does he preach on sin? Hey, one of the reasons is because it hung our Savior on Calvary. It defames the name of our God. I'm telling you tonight, it'll bring shame and reproach to your life.
Yep.
That even salvation in this life may not be able to take away.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to be unashamed.
Amen.
I want to be, I guess I could say unshaming. I don't want to shame my Lord. I don't have to live my life ashamed of what I've done. I want it to be my time to live holy and live for God and to read my Bible. In these verses, I won't take time for sake of time, but chapter 2 verse 15, chapter 3 verses 14 through 17, chapter 4 verses 1 through 3, here's what he's saying about the Word of God so we will not be ashamed. He's saying, study it, learn it, know it, perfect, be perfected by it, preach it, man of God, and practice it, people of God.
Amen.
You go read all of that. He said, he told him to study it. He said, the things which thou hast learned as a child. He said, that you've been made known to you, Timothy. So he's saying, study it, learn it, know it, be perfected by it. The man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished. He said, and preach it, man of God.
Amen.
Thank God, preach it.
Yes.
Say why? It's your time.
Right.
I'm glad after the, I'm sorry, Brother Shepherd, this is the way God said do it. It's sad that somebody's got to say, you know what, they used to preach like that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, you don't have to preach like that every service, but I tell you what, I don't ever hear it.
Yeah.
I know there's men of God that still do. Thank God. I'm not saying there's not. A lot of men, we know, I'm sure they take time, but I'm telling you what, it's not very often.
Right.
You know why? I wonder if they're ashamed. You look through there. You know, this in chapter 3. Chapter number 3. He tells us about a crowd that has a form of godliness.
Yeah.
That must mean that people that are in a building, a form of a building.
Yeah.
In the form of a church.
Yeah.
Are lovers of their own selves.
Mm.
They're covetous. They're boasters.
Yep.
They're blasphemers.
Yep.
Under the form of godliness.
Yep.
They're unthankful. They're unholy. They're without natural affection.
Yep.
Truth breakers, false accusers, despisers of those that are good. I dare say, Brother Troy, there's a lot of people this morning, or at least some maybe in the building, that despise what the man of God said. I promise you, on the radio, there's probably a lot of people that just despise that. It's good. It's a good word of God. It's His time to preach it. It's our time to believe it. It's our time to practice it, thank God. It's our time. Hey, men have done it throughout generations. And we don't have to be ashamed in perilous times. Amen. Hey, it doesn't matter if they're appalled. We don't have to be ashamed.
Amen.
I'd be ashamed to be a Christian.
Right. Amen.
I'd be ashamed that I don't want this contemporary, modern, ungodly, unbiblical, so-called worship of our day. Don't be ashamed, thank God, to come in here and try to be an old-time Christian.
Amen.
Amen.
I hope this energizes you for the new year. Amen. Psalm 119:9 said, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." He said, he cried out, and oh, there he said, by taking heed according to thy word, he said, "With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments.
Amen.
Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God." I promise you tonight, you and I cannot delightfully meddle in sin if we daily meditate in the Scripture.
Amen.
Don't be ashamed to be Island Ford Baptist Church.
That's right. Amen.
Don't be ashamed what Brother Gary Hall preached here and what's still being preached here. Don't be ashamed.
Amen.
You know, all of us go through that sometimes. You ever been in a crowd and your family's dressed different? Hope so.
Yeah.
Around family and they just kind of look down on you. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
That gets to your flesh, but I sure am glad the Holy Ghost says you don't worry about that bit.
That's right.
Don't be ashamed.
Amen.
Somebody sent about our daughters one time, as I sure feel sorry for them.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Because how they dress. I won't tell you how her daughter's dressed.
Yep.
And I thought, I feel sorry that the way yours dressed led them to unwed pregnancies.
Yep.
Led to them all kind of things that ought not to, and divorce,
right.
Broken homes.
Yep.
I'm not saying that can't come from
sure.
Homes try to be, you know what I'm saying tonight?
Yeah.
Live unrebuked, live unfeigned, live untangled, live unashamed, amen, and live unmoved
amen.
From it.
Paul
said in 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 6, he said, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." You know what? That was a lifelong goal. The Apostle Paul, he said in Acts chapter number 20, he said, "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, that I might finish my course with joy."
Amen. That's right.
Amen. It's your time.
Amen.
How are you going to finish? Thank God for how we heard Brother Gary Hall finished. You know, I believe inspired him. He saw people in this Bible finished. He saw how the Apostle Paul finished. Live unmoved. He said, "None of these things move me." In verse 7, he said, "I'm unmoved from the fight. I fought a good fight." He said, "I'm unmoved from the finish line." Y'all getting this? I'm about done. He said, "I'm unmoved from the..." It is. What drove Paul was the finish line.
Right. Amen.
Don't know when that's going to be. Amen. He didn't move. He wanted to finish right.
Right.
He was unmoved because of the faith. He said, "I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith."
Amen.
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 Here's for us tonight. He said, "Henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
Amen.
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day." Do you know what he said next? You reckon Brother Hall's got any crowns?
Yes, sir.
This is just the thought. I believe God honor men. We're not trying to magnify man, but
right.
Just, amen. He said, "Not for me only, but to all them also that love his appearing."
Amen.
It's your time.
Yep.
Amen. What are you going to do with it?
Amen.
Thank God. I won't have all the time God gives me.
Amen.
I'm ready to go to heaven, but not tonight. Isn't that what Oliver B. Green said?
Yeah.
Oliver B. Green said, "If you're so homesick for heaven, when you get the heart pain, call for another pain, not the doctor." I want to live, don't you?
Yeah.
But I'm ready. Let's stand tonight, if you would. Brother Shepherd, you come. Do whatever you want to do tonight. I've tried to encourage you. I hope it's been an encouragement.
Yes.
It's your time. We can look in light. If it's 2026, keep your eyes on the finish line. Keep your eyes in front of you. It's your time.